Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. It's Monday, January 30th, and we have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Philip Maffetone to talk about deeper than obesity. A majority of people are now considered overfat. Then, at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Emily Baud, all the way from France. Is your partner's genetics making you sick? I've actually discussed some of these things on the show over the years. For those of you who pay attention to the things I talk about, I actually dated a girl once that I thought I was allergic to, and in fact, I probably was. But this is a slightly different discussion, and it's going to be interesting, I promise you. But without further delay, let's get Dr. Maffetone on the show. How you doing,
Dr. Maffetone? I'm great, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. And this is an interesting discussion. You know, articulation, explanations, depend on definitions quite often. Our ability to discuss things that are trending require labels quite often in order for people to understand what we're talking about. And your new study that you were one of the authors, you're the lead author on the study, right?
Correct.
Talk about a term called overfat. I've never seen it used, but it's so appropriate. This deeper than obesity, a majority of people are now overfat. What made you do this research in the first place? What questions needed to be answered?
Well, a number of them, and you're right. Terminology is so important. And in science, almost all scientists are somewhat fanatical about terms, using the correct terms with the correct meanings and so forth. But that has not happened in decades and decades of discussions about obesity and overweight and other conditions. When I began practice in 1977, I quickly stumbled on the fact that, and I didn't come up with this, but, the fact was that people who were not necessarily overweight or obese could still have too much body fat.
Right.
And so I began just rather than playing around with these terms like overweight and obese, which doesn't measure body fat, I began calling people who had too much body fat as people who were overfat, period. Very simple. Easier said than done. It was offensive to a lot of people.
Bingo. And see, this is part of the problem that we face today. We are never going to be able to address the real issues about the health epidemic in this country and pandemic around the world until we can call the things that are at the root of it what they are. But unfortunately, due to political correctness, it's impossible to talk about being fat, being obese, because it somehow borders on insulting other people. You're not allowed to talk about it. You're being a bully if you talk. Now I can talk about it, Dr. Maffetone, because I am a former fat person. I was 330 pounds and very sick. I have a card in my wallet that says that I belong to the fat club. So when I talk about it, people can't look at me and go, that's insensitive. You know, I remember what it feels like to be fat. I didn't want to be fat. I'm not going to protect being fat by saying, well, there's some sort of health value to it or other nonsense. But the reality is you can't have this discussion without calling it what it is. Your term I like because it's not in your face. It's actually something that I can see clinicians using without insulting people.
Sure. And, you know, it's, fat has become politically incorrect. It's become, it's not a four-letter word, but it's as if it was a four-letter word. And in my early years, I continued using the term over fat because it was the most scientific term, the most appropriate term. And I had a really hard time. I had started writing articles back then, and when I would send an editor an article idea and had the word over fat in the title, it was immediately, you know, they didn't even turn me down. They just ignored me because they didn't want to print such bad words. So, right. I had trouble for years and, just gradually, got to the point where, also got to the point where I had time to write, such a research paper. This was a very difficult paper to write. I was fortunate to have a really great, research assistant, Ivan Rivera, and I also worked with, my colleague, Professor Paul Larson from, New Zealand. And, we were the first ones to define this overfat and underfat condition and, showed that up to 76% of the world is overfat, and that's just beyond shocking.
Now the thing that's glaring in my face coming from my side of this table, and so recently the media has invoked the term, but in very, very, very limited quantities, but they have here and there peppered a comment with the word skinny fat, but then they get away from it as quickly as possible.
Right.
Because what we are seeing now is this new phenomenon. So I was looking at a high school picture of my dad who was born in 1924. There wasn't a single overweight, overfat, obese person in the entire photograph. Okay. Of the graduating class of whatever it was, you know, 19, whatever. And so, and now today we look and we see people who are clearly obese because they take up a large amount of real estate over their feet. But then there's this other group of people who, because of perhaps chronic yo-yo dieting, and this malformed message from the medical orthodoxy and the mainstream media and also weight loss gurus that somehow muscle is unimportant. We now have people who happen to fit into a size 2 dress, or a size 30 pants. And because they fit into these form factors, they feel like, well, I'm fine because I am thin or skinny or whatever they want to call it. But when you, if you were to DEXA scan these people, you'd find that perhaps 50% of their body weight is fat. They have no muscle other than the bone that they carry. There is really very little in the way of lean body mass. It's all body fat. And these are the people at the greatest risk of health problems because they don't think they're fat. They don't think there's anything that they have to do or change. And they don't even go to the doctors because they think, what do I have to go to the doctor for? I fit in a size 2 dress. I'm fine. It's the fatty over there that needs to go to the doctor. This is a really big issue today, isn't it?
It's a huge issue. And you're absolutely right. These are the individuals who are normal weight, what's referred to as normal weight, but over fat. And there's a lot of them out there. There've been studies that show in the Western world. And by the way, the study that I did showing up to 76% of the world is over fat is very misleading because that includes a lot of developing nations. If we look at America, the number is actually closer to 90%. But these so-called normal weight overfat individuals make up a large chunk of the population. These are people typically, there's two common groups of them. One are the people who have a high amount of abdominal body abdominal fat, belly fat. And belly fat is especially unhealthy because of the influence on the metabolism, more so than people who are fat kind of all over.
Right.
And then another group of overfat individuals is one that is rising because we have an aging population, and that's people with sarcopenia.
Right.
As we age, it's not normal, but we tend to lose muscle mass because people are generally less active than they need to be. And as muscle mass diminishes, body fat increases. And so you see a lot of fat around what muscle is left. And this is called sarcopenic obesity. It's a very well-defined condition. And so you've got these two conditions in people who are considered normal weight. They're not overweight, they're not obese, but they're over fat, and it's a growing and very serious situation.
So 11 years ago when I first started doing this show, for the first almost 2 years, I closed every single episode by saying, muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. I have been talking about strength and health span and lifespan since the onset of this show. In fact, the motto of this show is live stronger, live longer. The stronger is in front because I have promoted this notion that through great strength, the organism becomes stronger, more resilient, more resistant, more robust, and there comes longer lifespan and longer health span. But the medical orthodoxy has fought against this notion. In fact, doctors will look at a person's BMI, not take into consideration what portion of that body is made of muscle, and tell their patients, oh, you're fine, your BMI is low. What is it going to take for doctors to recognize the important value of metabolic muscle and start to recommend that people build muscle? Because what you're saying here is over fat. I want to call it under muscled.
Exactly. There's an under muscle issue. And your question, what will it take? It's all about breaking tradition. Our healthcare system has gotten so bad that we've gotten stuck in this tradition of treating symptoms, not looking at the causes of problems, not looking at things such as overfat. And we, go on day to day. In most cases, most healthcare practitioners, treating symptoms, avoiding the cause, and kind of getting through the day. The insurance companies dictate what doctors should be doing rather than the doctor's common sense and the assessment process. So I don't know the answer, but I'll tell you, with so many people over fat, and because over fat is associated with the under muscle condition, it's associated with many health problems, that the unhealthy state of America and the rest of the world, America leads the world in being unhealthy, is going to just cost us more and more money. And until we do something about that, and I have a remedy for it, until we do something about that, we're going to get more and more into financial trouble. And that means there's going to be a healthcare bubble on Wall Street. And if you thought, and we all remember the real estate bubble not too many years ago and how bad that was, the healthcare bubble is going to burst, and it's going to make things much, much worse.
Oh,
and just to follow up on the remedy that I propose.
Well, I want to hold off on the remedy till we come back from
okay.
the break. But I want to mention something here. For years now, I've been saying that the devastation that this country, America, this country's sovereignty is greater threatened by the ill health of our population than global warming, terrorism, or anything else combined. And I've said this before, and I know that people have thought, oh, Carl, you're just trying to make a point. So you're going really, really far left of center or right of center with these statements. And I say no. The analogy I used on my show a couple years ago was, you've got this 8-cylinder car pulling a Winnebago up a hill, and 4 of the cylinders stop working. And shortly, you're going to be at the bottom of the hill after rolling backwards and crashing in a smoking heap. That's where this population is going, because unlike the real estate bubble, which people lost their homes, but they will still be able to be gainfully employed, when people fall into this healthcare bubble, they not only become less productive or unproductive, but they also become a drain on those of us who are still productive. And this is scary to me. This has been scary to me for years, because I keep waiting for the tipping point of the masses of ill people to finally start to cause the implosion of our economy. And it is going to happen. This is not, oh, Carl's got an aluminum hat on again and, you know, conspiracy. No, it just makes perfect sense. When the largest portion of the population is sick and unproductive and actually a drain on the economy, and those of us who are not sick and unproductive have to pay for them, it's all going to come apart. This is like a Ponzi scheme. It's going to come apart. And
exactly. And, you know, a lot of people are making a lot of money on sick people.
Yes. Yes. And they're part of the problem. We have to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Dr. Philip Maffetone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. If you want to connect with Dr. Maffetone, his website is Phil, P-H-I-L, Maffetone, M-A-F-F-E-T-O-N-E.com. And he's been around a long time promoting the right way to burn fat, build muscle, and stay healthy and live long. You know, this is something I'm really passionate about because I've been passionate about it for years. And sometimes I feel like no one is listening. No one that can actually make a difference is listening. I wrote an open letter in a blog post in 2008 to the incoming Barack Obama. I republished it during his second term, detailing these issues that we face as a nation when we look at healthcare. Dr. Maffetone's research shows that between 4.5 and 5.5 billion people worldwide are considered overfat. These people are highly susceptible to the types of chronic diseases that we are always teasing out one at a time. Cancers, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, the list goes on and on. Listen, heart disease is the number one killer. It starts with insulin resistance. Remember that. So when we talk about type 2 diabetes like this innocuous, oh, well, you know, fat people, it also is the reason for the number one killer in the world, and that's heart disease. So only 1 to 2 billion of the global population falls into what is normal fat. And what we consider underfat, which most of us in this audience strive for, which is a 9 to 10% body fat ratio, we're just talking about 675 to 750 million. So when you look at these numbers, how it's overweighted, no pun intended, that there are so many people out there waiting to become sick, it's scary. It's scary. So what is the answer, Dr. Maffetone? I mean, for me, I want to go back to the medical schools and say, look, guys, I know that the pharmaceutical industry has paid for all of these labs and lab equipment and all this wonderful stuff they do, but you need personal trainers. You need not dietitians. You need real nutritionists who understand the different templates to use to get people healthy and keep them healthy, but they're not going to pay attention. So what's the answer?
Well, you know, Carl, I went through the same thing in the first Obama administration. And even years before that, somewhat gullible, sending a letter saying, here's what I'm observing out here in the trenches with patients. Here are the things that are working. Here are the things that are not working, which is mostly what we're doing. And every time we have an election, there's this massive amount of money spent and a lot of, garbage talk about, you know, what we're going to do, how we're going to fix healthcare. And nobody really intends on doing it on a political level. The answer to your question, the answer to what do we do about it is we have user managed health and fitness. We want individuals to manage their own health rather than getting recommendations from the government.
Yeah.
Having the insurance companies dictate care, going to our doctors and blindly following, the recommendations, even though they're clearly wrong in so many cases. We need to take charge of our own health, And by doing that, we could really turn this, you know, we're going to spend probably around $5 trillion this year in healthcare, 1 year in healthcare. That's criminal.
That's a quarter of the national debt.
It is. And if people took charge of their health, even if a small number took charge of their health, they could cut healthcare across the board by 50%. And I know that because I've been doing much better than that one-on-one with patients in the last 40 years. So, and I've also taught a lot of doctors how to do this when I was doing all of my seminars. And so I've seen what other people can do as well. Unfortunately, these are still in the minority of healthcare practitioners. But if we get individuals to manage their own health with common sense, you know, the word doctor means teacher. And if doctors can become teachers, which is what they're supposed to do, they should be teaching patients how to take care of themselves.
Right.
Of course, too many doctors are not healthy themselves.
So we did a show in 2015. I think it was, there was a study published that polled, I forget how many physicians, to see who was having discussions with their obese patients about what to do about their obesity. And the number was minuscule. And I said to the researcher, how much of that is because doctors don't feel comfortable talking to their patients about dealing with obesity because they themselves are obese?
Yeah. Yeah. They're obese. They're overfat. And a lot of times, they're stuck on the same old remedy, which has been promoted by the sugar industry. Well, doctor, how do I reduce my obesity? Oh, you've just got to control your eating, cut down on your fat, eat fat-free foods. And of course, those are the high sugar foods. But what the doctor doesn't know is basic biochemistry, which is up to half of the carbohydrates you eat turns to fat and goes into storage, and at the same time reduces the body's ability to burn that stored fat for energy, and at the same time takes the fat from the thighs and the butt and other parts of the body and dumps it into the abdomen, so you get more belly fat, which is even more dangerous.
And when you talk about belly fat, you're talking about visceral fat. I don't want people to think we're talking about the little spare tire below your navel. We're talking about the visceral fat that causes this distended, pregnant, barrel-shaped look that the majority of our population has now.
Yep. And you see it more and more in children, who are the fastest group of overfat people in the country. You see a lot of them who pass all the tests in the pediatrician's office. They're not overweight. They're not obese. But, hey, here's this big belly, but it goes unnoticed, which is really a shame, because what's happening now for the first time in history is children are developing adult diseases.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that you and I remember the name of type 2 diabetes. It used to be called adult onset.
Right.
They don't call it adult onset anymore because it's starting to happen in children.
Well, when I had Dr. Daniel Lieberman on the show a couple years ago, we talked about the fact that there is actually a de-evolution process happening now. So we have there's a lot of people who think that, oh, population control is critical. We have population control. It's happening now. There's a thinning of the herd. But the way it's coming to us now is that children are developing the diseases normally seen in the elderly. They're developing breast cancer, colorectal cancer at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And these children won't have children, and their genes will be pulled out of the gene pool. And 200 years from now, we will have fewer people on the planet because they won't be – we are now starting to affect job one, which is the reproductive process, right? This is – the body doesn't care as long as it can reproduce. Well, we're starting to tamper with that. We're starting to see children who won't have children. And as a result of that, we are going to see this thinning of the herd. Sick people will actually erase their lineage from the gene pool.
Right. Among the many downstream side effects of overfat is infertility.
Yep. I know. We're seeing that at record numbers today. And there's a reason for that. Infertility is the body is telling the person the environment is either too hostile or you are too sick to raise a child. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about what message physicians should be taking away from this discussion and to their patients. We're talking with Dr. Phil Maffetone. His website is Phil, P-H-I-L, Maffetone, M-A-F-F-E-T-O-N-E.com. You can go there and connect with him. Stay tuned.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Dr. Maffetone, before we get on to the discussion with physicians, I'm just curious about your opinion of what the underfat group looks like. So this underfat group isn't necessarily the same underfat group that we had back in the turn of the century where people were malnourished. These are perhaps people who strive to maintain lower body fat because they want to be able to see their abs or for some aesthetic purpose. Do you think that this is equally unhealthy, just the opposite side of the spectrum?
I think underfat in this research relates to an unhealthy underfat. We could have low body fat content and see our abs, see all our muscles, and that would be normal fat. It's normal to have low fat levels relative to what we typically see. So the underfat category, this 9 to 10% of the population, includes two groups. One is people who are still malnourished, people who are starving, and those conditions still exist around the world, primarily in developing countries. But another rising population of underfat, unhealthy people include those who are in the state of cachexia, which is something seen at the end of the lifespan,
yeah, wasting,
where chronic disease has eaten up not only all the muscle, but now all the fat as well. And there's another growing segment of that, which includes obsessed athletes, overtrained athletes who have beaten themselves up, thinking they've got to get rid of all their body fat, which of course is not true. Body fat has serves a very important purpose in health. So if we have too little of it, it can definitely be a problem. So the underfat portion of the research is the unhealthy part, and that normal fat can be still very low body fat levels that
you can see your abs.
Well.
Yeah, you can still see your abs. So let's talk about some recent research that tried to make people who are overfat feel better about themselves. There was a couple studies that came out last year that made me pull my hair out that showed that, you know, overfat people tended to survive illnesses better. There was also a study about 3 years ago that showed that overfat people didn't exhibit a lot of the traditional metabolic syndrome markers like high blood pressure and high lipids. To the latter, I said, well, you're looking at them too soon. They're breaking down, but they haven't broken down to the point where they're starting to manifest these problems. And to the other one, yes, of course, if you're going to suffer through a year-long disease battle, body fat is critical for you, but that's not a reason to be overfat.
You're absolutely right. We've seen these studies coming along in the last 10 or 15 years, I think. And what they're looking at is generally younger people who were healthier for a while, and then they've started to increase their body fat and may even be classified as obese. And they were able to show in some of these people that their cholesterol, their triglycerides, their blood pressure, other measures of health were normal. But you're right. Having seen some of these people long enough over the years, I see what happens to them in the end as they get older. They become not just overfat, but overfat and sick. And so you're seeing that early stage of a transition, much like you see a pre-diabetic who is not normal. These are subclinical problems, and the overfat state in itself is indicative that there's enough ill health that something has to be done.
So what's the discussion that you would have with a physician when he has a patient who is overfat and he just really, you know, I don't believe that physicians are sinister. I don't think that they set out to become pushers of the pharmaceutical agenda. I believe that they go to school with the ideals of helping people, but then they are somehow yoked with debt, financial debt, and then pushed into a system that if they want to get out of financial debt, they have to toe the line and do the job the way it's designed. And there are some who break out of it and start concierge-type services or go into anti-aging medicine and so on. But by and large, most of them probably hate what they do if they were able to be honest. What discussion do you have with them?
Yeah, your assessment is a good one. There's some great physicians out there, some great healthcare practitioners, and as a patient, you want to seek them out. If you don't find one right away, don't stop looking. There are good ones out there, and finding a good healthcare practitioner is more important than finding a good mechanic or a good plumber, a good builder. You've got to find one. Because these are the people that are going to help you manage your health. What I would say is yeah, you're right about getting caught up in the system. It's really why I left practice after 20 years because, I was harassed, because I was sort of off in the corner doing my own thing. And I was harassed by, insurance companies, by the state education department, by other practitioners, because I wasn't jumping on the bandwagon, and so forth. And it was just, you know, it just got ridiculous. And I left, and I just started consulting with my favorite patients. Instead of them flying to see me, I would fly to see them, and it worked out fine. But, you know, but for people who have insurance and need to go that route, finding a good doctor, there's a way to do it. You've got to start with finding a good doctor and understand that you're in charge. This doctor or health practitioner is working for you. And treating the cause of a problem is really always going to be the starting point and not treating symptoms.
We have to take our last break. I want to pick it up with that notion on the other side because I have some opinions that I want to share and I want to get your opinion on them as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Later in the show, is your roommate making you sick? Your husband or your wife? Are they the reason that you're developing an illness? When genetics clash? It's going to be an interesting discussion, I can promise you. We're talking right now with Dr. Phil Maffetone. His website is philmaffetone, M-A-F-F-E-T-O-N-E.com. You can go there and connect with him. You know, part of this whole dilemma, Look, I am no different than anybody else in this audience, okay? I suffer from some problems of my own. I'm going to be 59 this year. I train very, very hard. Everybody who listens to the show knows that I push my body very hard. I eat an ancestral diet. I experiment with ancestral meal frequency. So I have periods of fasting that inspire baseline autophagy to take effect. I do all the things that I've learned over the past 11 years by talking to the brightest minds to position myself for the greatest opportunity for health. But that doesn't mean that I don't have problems, okay? I've got some gut issues right now that I'm dealing with, and I will fix them. But with that being said, I understand the plight of the average person out there who is not equipped with the knowledge, who does not apply critical thinking, that when symptoms arrive, they want them to go away right away, right away. They don't understand that when the symptoms arrive, it's the result of probably a decade of malfunctioning, and now you have the symptoms. And in order for those, for you to get rid of that problem, it could take a couple years of doing the right thing. So there are two challenges. Number one, how do I know if I'm doing the right thing if I don't feel changes immediately? Number two, I want these problems to go away now because they're nagging me. The idea that I have neuropathy in my feet, that's worrisome. I don't want to feel the neuropathy. So I'll take Lyrica or gabapentin or anything you'll give me, doc, to make those feelings go away. Isn't it the doctor's responsibility to say, look, this didn't just happen overnight. This happened over years, and it's not going to go away overnight. It's going to go away over years. You have to be patient and do the right thing, as opposed to just going, here, take Neurontin, and you won't feel this anymore, which is equivalent to pulling the battery out of your smoke detector and ignoring the smoke.
Right, and you know, I in the beginning, I would say to patients, you know, it's taken you years to develop these problems. It's going to take years to get rid of them. And I quickly changed my attitude as I saw in many patients things actually did improve rather quickly, dramatic things in some cases. And we still have situations where it does take longer in some people. But the problem is when you're sitting there with a patient, you do want to help them. They have this sincere passion to help people. Unfortunately, the tools they have are more on a pharmaceutical level than a lifestyle level. And so we now have people who are on several 5, 10, 15 prescription medications, 20 prescriptions. I've seen people on 40 prescriptions, taking 40 drugs every day. And that's not to mention the over-the-counter drugs that people take. This is really, really criminal, because you don't need 40 prescriptions. The lifestyle should correct a lot of these things. And what I developed around 1980 or so is something called the two-week test. And I developed it because among the many lifestyle factors that could help and hurt people was carbohydrates. And carbohydrates can help and hurt you very quickly. As soon as we start chewing some carbohydrates, it has an effect on our metabolism. Mm-hmm. And there's a beneficial component, which we can talk about later, but the negative component of carbohydrates is that as soon as you eat it, you start converting them to sugar, and much of that, half of that, in some cases, turns to fat. And like I said earlier, the carbohydrates or the fat stored in other parts of the body come to the belly, and we reduce our fat burning and so forth. So I wanted patients to understand that process, not by me explaining it, but by them feeling it. How do you feel when you eat too many carbohydrates? Well, you get sleepy after meals, you get bloated in your gut, you have more gas, more indigestion, your creativity disappears, your brain function is diminished, and there's all kinds of problems. So what I developed was this test where I said to patients, and people are still doing it. I have it on my website. You could read all about it. I want you to write down all your signs and symptoms, abnormal signs and symptoms that you don't like. Pretend you're sitting with a doctor explaining everything, and your doctor doesn't cut you off and say, oh, that's not important. Everything is important. If you feel fatigued, if your back hurts, if you have pain, that's not normal and that's not acceptable. So write down a list. It might take you a day or two to do that, because people have so many problems. Then I want you to eliminate all junk food. Easier said than done, because the industry keeps creating these new forms of junk food, so we have to be more and more careful on a regular basis. And get rid of all concentrated carbohydrates, even the natural ones like beans and lentils and fruits, for 2 weeks. Kind of clean out that carbohydrate closet for 2 weeks, and then after 2 weeks, look at your list and see how many of those things have gone away. If you're feeling better, if some of those things are gone, you're feeling much more energized, you're not as bloated, then you're onto something. Some people feel as if a miracle has happened. All of their problems have gone away. Plus, they lost a bunch of weight, which they hadn't been able to do for a long time. Now what you do is say, okay, I want to put back some natural carbohydrates into my diet. And I can do that every other meal. And so I'll add lentils at lunch, or I'll have some beans at night with vegetables, or I'll have a piece of fruit after breakfast. Every other meal, And if you start to feel that fatigue come back, if you start to feel sleepy again after meals, or if you're waking up in the middle of the night, which is not normal, or start to gain weight again, then you've gone over your limit of carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. So then you have to back off to that previous level. And that's a really easy thing to do. And over the years, like you were mentioning before, we all have these things that come up, that are not normal, that we want to avoid, feeling not as good as perfect. As the years go by, we become more insulin resistant, and our need for carbohydrate foods is actually diminished. And how you want to find and adjust to that is by these signs and symptoms. And I've been doing it my whole life. I've just found that, oh gee, I'm getting this hunger, which is not normal. I'm getting this hunger between meals. Why is that? Oh gee, I've got to cut my carbohydrates down a little bit more now. Mm-hmm. And when I do, the hunger disappears and I'm okay for a couple of years. And then something else may start to come up and I say, oh, what's going on? It's not always carbohydrate, but it often is, because we do become more insulin resistant as the years go by.
Yeah. And you know, we've talked about baseline autophagy. We've talked about metabolic debris that builds up in cells, that kind of, in my humble opinion, the reason we develop physical deficits as we age is because of the accumulation of metabolic debris, whether that's AGEs, whether it's just things that we've, you know, we're understanding now that glyphosate is a synthetic glycine that the body can't rid itself with, and glyphosate is leading to amyloidosis of tissue, and we hear about Alzheimer's disease and beta amyloid, and now we have heart failure due to amyloidosis of the heart, which is a relatively new phenomenon. And then we go back and go, oh, you know, it's the glycine, because the body can't get rid of the glyphosate the way it can glycine as cells turn over, and it accumulates in tissue. So there is this constant, it's like, you know, we've all, look, my parents lived in a house in Tempe, Arizona for some 27 years. And when they passed, I had to go clean the house out. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe the stuff they accumulated. Your body's the same way. You know, people talk about detox. I want to pull my hair out. You want to detox? Give blood every 2 months for a year. You're doing more to detox your body by doing that than drinking some silly tea, or taking some diuretic, or taking, something that's going to make you poop more, because those things are just affecting the alimentary canal and the digestive tract. And that's kind of like just cleaning the hallways and letting everything accumulate in the rooms.
Right, right. And, you know, detoxification is a normal process. It's built into us. We detoxify all the time. And if we don't, we're in trouble. And people who are healthier detoxify much better, which then makes them more healthy. So, you know, we can start naming conditions, and in many cases I could say, well, people who are healthy don't have that. People who are healthy don't need to detoxify because they do it already. People who are healthy don't have back pain. They don't have Achilles tendonitis. They don't have overfat. So, you know, the primary thing is to focus on your health overall, because when you're healthy, a lot of negative, unhealthy signs and symptoms disappear.
Great study, and I'm glad that you did this, because it's time. By giving it this word, at least maybe we can get more people to start addressing the real problem with healthcare today, and that's the overfat condition. Dr. Phil Maffetone, his website is philmaffetone, MAFFETONE.com. Reach out to him. Let him know you heard about him on Superhuman Radio. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, is your roommate making you sick? When genetics clash. Stay tuned.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
You know what it is, when we do what we do. If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low.
Welcome back. Is your husband or wife or lover or roommate making you sick? I don't mean because they don't clean up after themselves and you're getting aggravated with them. I mean, could you actually end up developing an illness because your genetics collide? That's the subject of our discussion with Dr. Amelie Bao. How are you, Dr. Bao? Oh, I'm sorry. I had your microphone muted. I'm sorry. I didn't have your microphone turned up. I apologize.
That's okay.
Welcome to
I'm
the show.
Well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Very good. Very good. So this is an interesting discussion. It looks like this study was put forth by the European Molecular Biology Laboratory at the European Bioinformatics Institute, which you are affiliated with, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
So, what even gave rise to the desire to do this study? What questions needed to be answered?
Well, so basically we know that people can influence one another. We can all feel that, you know, we can feel that our partners, our friends sometimes, our colleagues can influence us and definitely we influence them as well. But we know very little as to how that works and we wanted to be able to study that and know a bit more, basically.
So the premise of the research is that if you have someone that you live with who is it has different, let's say, lifestyle tendencies because of their genetics. For instance, they are night owls. They like to stay up late at night. And you are somebody who doesn't do well with staying up late at night because your genetics make you prone to getting up very, very early in the morning. They could influence your health because you're not getting to sleep early, right?
Yeah, so this is one potential example of a situation where the influence of your partner could be negative on your health. But more generally, our study showed that the genes of your partners indirectly affect you, and we didn't focus so much on whether on this idea of compatibility, whether our genes and their genes were similar or different. What we looked at is whether their genes influence you. And I guess it's going to be a next step of our research to see how that interacts with our own genetic makeup.
You know, I've told this story on my show over the years. Mm-hmm. There was a girl that I dated who I swear, after spending time with her, I felt sick for 2 days and I couldn't understand why, other than after a couple years of being with her, it only ever happened after I spent time with her that I didn't feel good. But I think this is something different that I'm talking about. I think there was actually maybe incompatibility with microbes, perhaps some sort of gut flora or something like that. But predominantly what you're talking about, is it actually... So, for instance, if I have certain genetic attributes that I could actually affect someone else's genetic attributes just by being with them, or is it because of my lifestyle tendencies that are predicted by those genetic attributes are affecting them?
Yeah, so let me give you an example. Maybe that will sort of help understand what we're talking about here. So say, for example, that my partner has genes that contribute to making him a very kind person, and his genes also contribute to making him a really good cook, and he cooks nice meals for me, and also he smells good. Well, all these traits together will tend to perhaps make me happy. They might also tend to help me when I have a bad day. I will overcome, you know, the difficulties more easily. So we can say that indirectly his genes affect my happiness, and they could affect actually a number of other traits. Of course, this example is a bit simplistic, but what I wanted to show here is that it's not necessarily only his behavior that is important. Sure, being kind is important in that example, but it can also be a number of skills, like being able to cook, or a number of characteristics, physical or chemical maybe characteristics. There is actually a very large number of ways in which people can influence each other. And what's beautiful is that we don't need to know in advance how things work. We can still capture the social influence by looking just at the genes of the partners. The genes of the partners can tell us whether they affect us, and hopefully very soon they will be able to tell us a bit more about the mechanisms behind this.
So really,
really what we wanted to do.
So what you've really done is that you've been able to, let's say, summarize or reduce down.
Or quantify, if you
yeah,
want.
Quantify, but yeah. More importantly, reduce down to genetic makeup what attributes a person may have that we look at on the surface as general personality characteristics, but they actually have an origin from a genetic basis, and saying that these things make people more compatible or not compatible.
Well, so it can be personality. It can also be other things, yes, like, you know, a nice smell or anything, really. And it's not so much reducing down to the genetics. It's actually using genetics as a proxy for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to capture this without having to measure all the possible traits of the partners that could influence us. This is impossible to do. There's so many ways in which people influence each other. We just can't measure everything, but we can measure quite comprehensively the genome of individuals, and the work we did was in mice, and we were able to measure the genes of all these mice and find an association between traits of one individual and genes of the partners.
You know, I remember reading a study a few years ago. And the title of the study was What's in a Kiss? And it said that women are searching for men who have genetics that will make up for their lack of or let's say weaker genetics so that their offspring are better than they are. And they can tell this from the scent of a man's skin and the and from the kiss. They can pick up some of these nuances that are actually happening on a genetic level. You know what I'm talking about, this research?
Well, I know about similar research about, you know, genetics driving in to some extent
selection.
The way people choose each other.
Yes.
But I'm not aware of the particular example you mentioned.
Well, this one study actually showed that that women can sense attraction that is actually based on the genetics that the man that they seek to attract has that would help them have better offspring, which I found very fascinating and really amazing. But it's almost
I'd be curious to know how you define better offspring. This is actually a very interesting field of research. It is somewhat separate, however, from what we are looking at. We are looking at partnerships once they exist. We are not looking at the selection component of partnerships. This is very important, for sure, but this is not what we're looking at. We're rather asking, given that these individuals interact with each other on a daily basis, these are normal interactions we're talking about. Given these interactions occur, is there an influence of one individual on another, and more precisely, an influence of the genes of one individual on characteristics or traits of another?
So talk about the study. How was the research designed?
So in our study, there's two components. So in the first experiment, we look at mice which were not related to one another. So these mice did not know each other at all. What we did is when these mice were 3 weeks old, which is maybe a bit similar to the teenagers in humans, we put the mice in pairs, so two mice per cage, and we had two types of mice. These types were genetically different, and they can be distinguished by the color of the mice. One type of mouse is gray and the other one is black. So here the color sort of tells us immediately about the genetic makeup of the mice. So we had three types of combinations: a black mouse with a black mouse with a gray mouse, and a gray mouse with a gray mouse. And then what we did was simply to ask whether mice which were housed with black mice were different from mice housed with gray mice, everything else being equal. So we really looked at differences that were due to the color, or rather the genes, of the cage mate. So this, in this example, we looked at a number of traits, including measures of anxiety and measures of depressed mood, but also non-behavioral measures like wound healing and body weight.
Interesting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
We're going to take a break. We're going to take our first commercial break. When we come back, I want you to discuss and tell the audience what you learned from pairing these mice up the way you did. Well, you're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. Now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Now I'm lost and I'm screaming for help. I'm going to
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Amelie Bao. We're talking about how the genetics of your roommate or your husband or your wife may actually be affecting your health. So you looked at all of these different parameters. The one that I found most interesting was wound healing. What did you learn?
Yeah, it's really surprising, right? We sort of expect that behavior might be affected, but wound healing really was surprising. So we found that wound healing was substantially affected by the genes of partners. Actually, when we looked at the variation that we could see across the mice, 18% of that variation could be explained by the genes of the cage mate. So it's really quite substantial.
Wow. So okay, did the... Is it possible that it seems like these effects only occur negatively with the other litter mate? Is it possible to elevate someone's health or enhance someone's health because of your genetic makeup?
Sure. So, for example, any traits here can be seen as positively or negatively changed because we don't have a good baseline for those traits. So we can see things as, well, this partner sort of makes you feel worse, or we can see things in a more positive light as this partner makes you feel better. It's really a matter of definition because there is no baseline in these mice. So, for example, for wound healing, I can tell you that having a gray cage mate makes you heal faster. So definitely a positive effect on your health here.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What are the components of wound healing? Is licking and grooming part of wound healing? Your partner is caring for you more, or is it just the partner kind of staying out of your way and letting you do what you need to do? What are the components of wound healing?
These are all good guesses. You know, at this point, we can't tell. We haven't identified the mechanisms that are going on. Licking, for example, the wounds is one potential mechanism. It's very speculative at this point, but it's possible that when your cage mate is more social, and in mice that means that they will tend to lick your fur more, that's how mice are social, well, then you could imagine how this could prevent healing by just mechanically disrupting the healing process, basically. There are other mechanisms which could happen, which maybe involve the immune system. At this point, we really don't know, and that's really why we're doing this research. We want to be able to understand the mechanisms, and we want the genes of the partners to give us clues on these mechanisms so that later on we can use that to help people, hopefully.
So when you say help people, I mean, it seems to me that, look, there are lots of people who are married today, and there's mm-hmm. lots of reasons why they should not be married to that particular spouse, let's say. But what
you can tell that already. You don't need any genetics.
Yes, yes. But what I'm saying is, this kind of catalog of effects mm-hmm. that you will ultimately end up gathering over years of doing this type of research mm-hmm. could actually be used to say, you know, I love you very much, but we probably shouldn't get married because we're not good for each other, and here's why.
So this is a very interesting question, and it's, again, a bit close to this question of how do you select your partners, right? You want people who are going to make you healthy. Well, this would be much easier if we could capture health with a simple measure. So if we had a single measure of health, or say if you know exactly what you expect from your partner and you can give me that measure, then maybe in a few years' time I will be able to tell you something about whether, you know, the genes of your partners sort of are good or bad for this measure. But what's really important here is that what we expect from a relationship and the reasons why we choose one person over another, these reasons are really complex, right?
Right.
Sometimes they are conflicting as well, they're unconscious, and this complexity is really hard to study and predict. If you tell me one measure in particular, I can maybe tell you something about it, but then I risk missing with everything else. So I might give you a partner that's going to make you heal faster if you want, but then this partner might make you really stressed and really unhappy and so on. So it's not so much about the genetics here. It's more about, you know, the complexity of relationships, what we expect from other people. And I think really sort of going with our gut feeling is a good first way to go about it when you choose someone.
Well, and so interestingly enough, like I look at my own life. I'll be 59 years old this mm-hmm. year. I've been married once and I've been divorced once. And now I'm in a loving relationship with a woman who's the exact opposite of the woman that I selected to be married to originally. Mm-hmm. When I was married, I became obese. I developed a heart problem. I became very, very sick. I rebelled against the structure of my life and started to exercise and eat differently and sleep differently. And I became incompatible with my then wife. And it led to our divorce. I mean, she'll tell you that I changed, and I did change, but I was changing to save my own life because I recognized that 330 pounds and a heart condition at 39 years old, I wasn't going to last long. And today I look back at that and I realize that she and I we loved each other and we had children together, but we were not good for each other. Or at least I can only speak for myself. The relationship was not good for me because the things that she liked and that she gravitated to were things that made me sick and unhealthy and obese over time.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see where this comes into the discussion about, you know, certain phenotypes and genetic tendencies and how that affects a person over time. Then I changed,
and I
grabbed a hold of my own life. I created my own life based on what I liked. I go to sleep at 9 o'clock. I get up at 5 o'clock. I do cardio early in the morning. I go to the gym every day, and I'm much healthier and and stronger and so on. So the reason I say this is, you don't have to get divorced to have those changes. You just have to recognize that you need to structure your life and coexist with the other person, and they need to give you room to structure your own life.
Yeah, so exactly. If we really could understand how we influence each other a bit better, I'm sure we could make simple changes in our lives, maybe, you know, both our and our partner's lives, so that we can just, you know, live healthier and happier together. I don't think this goes necessarily through bringing up with your partner.
Right.
Just knowing what the mechanisms are, it gives you sort of a good way to try to manage the social influence and make changes to turn this into something positive.
Absolutely. I want to take a break, and I want to come back, and I want to talk briefly about hormesis. You're familiar with this term, hormesis?
I am not, I'm
okay.
afraid.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Amelie Bao. Stay tuned.
This is Ben Gordon. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth. And in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Are your partner's genetics making you sick, or could they make you well? Who knows? Maybe they could have a good influence on you. It's not all bad. And we're talking with Dr. Amelie Bao about this recent study that she and her colleagues published, looking at this in little rodents and finding some interesting results. So, Dr. Bao, I think the definition for hormesis, and it's used by toxicologists to describe how a low dose of an otherwise toxic agent can actually stimulate beneficial or protective effects. And we've seen this. If you're familiar with early Roman history, we know that there were people who took low doses of poisons so that they would be protected against a potentially lethal dose. This is hormesis, but we also know that in our environment, if we expose ourselves to certain things that challenge the immune system, the hormetic effect is an increased resistance or strength by the organism. And this is basically the mechanics of vaccination without all of the...
Although vaccines use a sort of a virus that's been knocked down, right? It's not a functional virus anymore. It's not only a small dose, but it's really a different form of
yes,
the virus.
Yes,
I'm familiar with that.
It's a weakened virus quite often, I didn't mean to bring in vaccines because there's a lot of gray area in vaccines, adjuvants and other things.
And I don't know much at all about
that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, because you know, originally during the Black Plague, when the first vaccinations were actually used, they actually took pus from the wounds of people who had the plague and they scratched the skin of healthy people and put the pus in there, and they developed some symptoms, fever, but then it broke in a couple of days, and then they were resistant to the plague completely. So this is a true example of hormesis, a low dose being actually protective. And I'm wondering if the same could be true about being with someone whose genetics maybe aren't the ideal for you, but because they expose you to, let's say, for lack of better terms, low doses of things that you wouldn't normally do, they actually improve the strength of the organism.
Yeah, so I don't want to speculate here about, what could be the case and the mechanisms are, but it's definitely something I would like to look into. It would be amazing to be available to measure the amount of time that the different individuals spend together and see whether this has consequences on, the influence. Is it true that when we spend more time together, we tend to influence, we have, a bigger influence on each other? Or just a few minutes or maybe a few hours a day enough? It's very interesting, and it's something that I can quite see we could do really in our study. There's, now you can wear devices, for example, that can register your position, and without even asking about data about your exact position, they could maybe tell us whether you are close to this or that person if you decide to share this information. That's definitely something that would be interesting to look into.
The other thing that I would think that would be important in your research is looking at the diversity of the gut flora of the given rodents before they are put into cohabitation, and then looking at the diversity of the gut flora once they've been living together, because I suspect that we know the immune system occurs in the gut. We know the immune system is influenced by the microbiota and the fungi and everything that's in our gut. And we also know that cohabitation causes a commingling of these microbiota and fungi, which could either make one person healthier or the other person sicker, depending on who's giving what. It would be interesting to look at the signature of their gut flora in your research as well, to see how much of this can be explained by that.
I'm very glad you're saying this. This is exactly what I plan to do next. This is the next step I want to take in my research, because we all think about the gut microbiome when we hear about these effects of the genes of partners. It's definitely something I want to look at next. I think I'm still going to do that in models, but in humans, it would be also something very interesting to look at, yes.
In fact, I read a study just last year that looked at wild dogs. So, many of us become uncomfortable with this discussion, but it happens. Dogs like to lick the behinds of other dogs. And so
mice eat each other's feces.
Yes, and mice eat each other's feces. And listen, sick animals eat the feces of other creatures from time to time. And, many of us humans, we look at this and say, oh, these animals, disgusting animals. But the reality is, this may be a form of inoculation. These animals may recognize that there are microbes that would benefit them, and they're going right to the source and getting it.
Well, so it doesn't have to be a conscious mechanism, right? They could just be doing it and benefiting from that sometimes. I don't think it has to be a conscious mechanism of the animals when they do that, but it definitely happens, I think, in quite a lot of species, especially in mice and rats.
I know, and I think humans need to start paying attention to this. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway.
What are you proposing here?
yes, I know exactly what I'm saying here. So this is very interesting. So what do you hope clinicians and lay people take away from your research, Dr. Bob?
Well, I think it's a very important first step to realize that the genes of our partners might influence us. Again, we did not do the study in humans, but it's something we want to look at next. I think the same principle might apply in humans, because we've seen that in other animals as well, but it might be different traits that are affected in humans. But what this research really helps us do is hopefully understand the mechanisms whereby one individual influences another. And when once we know these mechanisms, we can take action to try to manage this influence. So it could be try to lower the influence when that influence is negative, but also try to enhance it when it's actually positive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like a specific example, for example, you were talking about the morning person and the night owl. So in such a situation, you're right that the morning person would end up going to bed a bit later every night than they would like, and this is no big deal, really. It's only if the morning person develops an illness and you know, with the doctor, they are trying to review the factors that might contribute to this illness. They might not think about the sleeping habits mm-hmm. as a contributing factor because they just don't know it's relevant. But if research similar to ours had shown an association between the genes of partners that regulate the sleeping pattern and the illness of the morning person, then the doctors would be prompted to question, to you know, ask questions about the sleeping habits, and they might be able to give useful advice so that people can make simple changes, like going to bed earlier, or maybe one goes to bed and the other one reads a book in a different room,
or sleeping,
so that
sleeping
the person who is sick can heal.
Yeah, sleeping in separate rooms until the other person is better, because then they can protect their sleep. You know, so yeah, this
like depending on the situation, you know, people we live with and so on usually love us, and we are ready to make efforts to help them and make them feel good and healthy, and the same goes in the other direction. They're ready to do things for us. So I think it's quite easy to think that our partners would be ready to just go to bed earlier to help us feel better and heal. I think this is not something difficult to consider. So there might be simple changes that we can do to feel better.
Very good stuff. I love this research. I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show.
Thank you.
And I hope that you'll consider coming back when you have new research, okay?
Yes, I would love to. Thank you.
Okay, have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So there you have it. Is your roommate making you sick? And if so, work things out. It doesn't always have to end if your incompatibilities are affecting your health. You just have to recognize what those incompatibilities are and agree to give each other room to be who you need to be. Also want to thank Dr. Phil Maffetone. During the first hour, you can go to his website, Phil, P-H-I-L, Maffetone, M-A-F-F-E-T-O-N-E.com. I think the use of the word overfat needs to catch on, and we need to address the healthcare agenda and issue for what it really is. And it really is an obesity epidemic, and we need to stop dancing around it. And, oh, we don't want to make people feel bad about their overweight. Yes, make them feel bad. Do you know? I think I mentioned this once before. The one nation, the one country, the one progressive country that has solved the childhood obesity epidemic is Singapore. And they did it by calling it what it is, telling overweight kids, hey, you're fat, no one's going to want to play with you, blah, 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 making them feel bad, and the kids got lean. And they have no obesity epidemic with children any longer there. It took them a few years, but they hit it head on. Are they mean? Are they hurtful? Are they horrible people? Are those children scarred now? I don't know. But there are no overweight kids there anymore because they couldn't hide their overweightedness behind, oh, you're just big boned, or, you know, it's not fair that people pick on you or say horrible things about you. And the truth is, and I can tell you this from being fat myself, fat people don't like being fat. They may say they do. They may say, oh, you know, I'm comfortable with my body. I like my body. There's more of me to love. But that's not what they say inside their heads to themselves. They would love to have abs. They would love to look great in a t-shirt and shorts. They'd like to be able to go out shirtless in the summertime like everybody else instead of going to the beach with a t-shirt on. I mean, we need to start being honest about this stuff or it's never going to go away and it's going to sink this country. That's all I got to say. I will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.